Let's head to the theaters with our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing pretty good. There might be some alien infection going on with poor Daniel, but that's all right.
Oh, that's not good.
It's on theme, though. We're talking about Alien Romulus. Tell us about this movie.
Well, you know, it's funny. It opened a week or so ago, right? But it's making a mark on the box office numbers. And you know what? It's pleasing the alien fan base. That is not easy to do. And correct me if I'm wrong, you love sci-fi, right?
I am a fan, yes. Well, yes. But specifically Alien and Aliens. Fantastic movies.
Perfect. Well, that's why I thought we should see what's going on with this movie. For someone who has not seen the trailer, Kaylee Spaney's Priscilla, a space colonizer. She's working really hard on this dark, polluted planet so she can fulfill her work commitment to the corporation and finally sort of leave and start her life. Well, unfortunately, she's going to realize that the corporation will never let that happen, so she's going to need to find another way out. She joins a group of her friends scavenging an abandoned space station, and of course, she's going to discover that there's something far worse waiting for her on board. To give you a flavor, here's a quick clip from the trailer where you'll hear more about the plan to escape the current living conditions.
There she is.
You want to break in and steal highly regulated equipment.
This could be our only ticket out of here.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
Welcome to the Romulus Space Station.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. Are you sure you want to do this?
Whoa, okay, creepy.
Lots of questions, lots of things set up in there, but kind of sets up what you expect. So look, let's just talk aliens for a second. There have been many different entries in the franchise. What are your favorites?
Probably the original is my favorite, I think. That's my top. And then Aliens after that.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's probably going to be Daniel's choice too?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay, maybe swap the order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Well, okay, we don't have an Aliens fan over here, I guess. Okay, for me, obviously, Aliens were fantastic. Part 3 and 4, entertaining but dropped down a bit. Then you had Alien versus Predator, those films, not a fan. And then, I just want to mention this quickly, Ridley Scott returns with prequels, Prometheus, Covenant, much later in the film line, introduced this complex, high-concept backstory with a much slower pace. We talked about them a long time ago, but just refresh my memory. What's your take on those films?
You know what? I think the newer films, I like them because of Fassbender. Like, he's so good, and I think he just makes those movies.
Well, I agree. I love him, too. I know for the fans and for me, you know, enjoyable, but very intellectual, philosophical. So you didn't have all the suspense and action, which isn't a bad thing, but
right.
Of course, that kind of made these films, when you think Aliens, not stand out for me. So here comes Romulus, right? Ridley Scott's producing. Fede Alvarez is co-writing, directing. I like the combination. Are you familiar with Fede's films?
No.
Okay, so good. He did the remake of The Evil Dead. He did a film called Don't Breathe. So you got these dark, twisted movies. So I'm excited. And I got to say, look, Alien Romulus takes in a wild ride, right? The film aligns with Alien and Aliens as far as how it feels. No high concept idea. It's straightforward, aliens action, dark corridors, memorable lines. So I really enjoyed it. But I got to say, how much you like it's really going to come down to what you want to get out of it. Did you have any expectations after seeing the film? Or at least the trailer, I should say.
The trailer, you know what? I mean, it seems like jump scares all over the place. So I guess that's what I'm preparing myself for.
Okay, good. So here's the thing. Obviously, if that's what you're looking for, you're going to be very pleased. The film follows the alien formula very closely. Group of friends head into a place infested by a colony. They try to get out alive. So it's a thrill ride. No new information about the species or what the corporation's planning next or what the future may hold for aliens or humanity. And there is, I will say, I'm not going to spoil it, an interesting concept thrown in the end, and you're thinking like, okay, here it is, it's going to happen. Doesn't pay off as you may hope it would, but definitely it's going to open the door for something in another film. So I wanted more, didn't get it, but that's not a deal breaker. What do you get? I like the idea of a younger group of scavengers, kind of desperate to change the course of their lives, going into the situation. And, you know, there's this nice dynamic between them because you always wonder, is there real loyalty between them? So that kind of makes things a little more edgy. And when the film takes off, hey, it's not going to stop. So the pace is going to keep moving. They're definitely going to make sure you don't get bored. Kaylee Spaney, David Johnson as her android Andy. Here's two guys that did two actors that do a great job of giving you characters to connect to. Atmosphere works well. There are chases, zero gravity dilemmas. You see where I'm going. And of course, I know you love the franchise. Nostalgic moments and a few throwbacks to the other films. I won't spoil that. So basically, plenty for fans to grab on to. Bottom line, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Well done. But again, it comes down to what you want to get out of the film. You want a roller coaster ride? You'll have a blast. You're looking for something deeper? you may be disappointed, but for me, Alien fans, definitely worth the watch.
Okay, sweet. Well, now I'm excited to go see it. I've been too busy in the last couple of weekends, but we've got a great weekend ahead. It's expansive time to go to the theater, so I'm definitely going to check it out. Thanks so much, Chris.
You betcha.
That is Chris Bellini. He is our Blue Jean film critic, and his review of Alien Romulus in theaters now.